Good afternoon and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, December 6th. U.S. equities finished higher in Monday trading with the S&P's rebound today, largely making up for the index's drop in last week's trading. The S&P gained 1.2%, the Dow gained 1.9%, the NASDAQ 0.9%, and the Toronto Stock Exchange ended the day up 1.1%. Value outperformed growth as it did last week, with momentum stocks weaker overall. All sectors traded higher with strength in reopening areas, including airlines, restaurants, hotels, and department stores. Tech an underperformer with semis mostly down, although Apple provided some cushion to the sector. Healthcare also trailing with biotech a weak spot. Treasuries a bit weaker today with the curve steepening after a big flattening move last week with 10-year yields back above 1.4%. Gold finished down 0.2%. Bitcoin futures down 7.4%, and WTI crude oil settled up 4.9% on the day. Despite the ongoing push and pull around the big themes, the market saw a fairly broad rally today. The path of least resistance recently has been tilted to the downside on renewed COVID risks and a Fed pivot, but the market continues to focus on vaccines over variants and broader economic normalization traction, while the Fed's policy is expected to remain very accommodative. Peak supply chain, resilient corporate profit margins, buybacks, and robust consumer balance sheets are all still key components of the bullish narrative as well. While there are still a lot of unknowns, recent headlines surrounding the Omicron variant have been a bit more upbeat. Omicron may have picked up a snippet of the common cold virus, meaning it transmits more easily while only causing mild or asymptomatic disease. In addition, initial data from the Omicron epicenter in South Africa shows patients need less medical intervention. While the White House has imposed travel restrictions on 8 African countries, President Biden said last week there is no need for new lockdowns this winter in response to renewed risks surrounding COVID. Stocks showing notable strength today include Del Taco Restaurants, whose shares gained 66% after it was announced that Jack in the Box would acquire the company for $12.51 per share in cash, a 66% premium to Friday's close. In other news, French company Saint-Gobain will acquire GCP Applied Technologies in an all-cash transaction valued at approximately $2.3 billion. Shares of GCP traded up 16% on the news. Companies trading lower today include AST SpaceMobile, whose shares lost 9% on the day after the company said it has rebooked the launch of its Blue Walker 3 satellite, moving the window out to summer 2022 from the prior announcement of March or April 2022. Economic data scheduled for release on Tuesday includes the revised figures for the third quarter productivity and unit labor costs, as well as the October trade balance and consumer credit figures. Thank you for listening to today's FactSet Evening Market Recap for Monday, December 6th. You can continue to follow today's news in real time at streetaccount.com.